The Scherzo from the Violin Sonata No. 1 in A Major of Gabriel Fauré, played by violinist Suvin Kim and pianist Jeremy Denk. It's 5 minutes past 11. I'm Walter Parker, and joining me now in the VPR Classical Studios, violinist Suvin Kim and guitarist Jason Vio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Walter.
Good morning, Walter.
Now, the Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival, of which Suvin is artistic director, is now underway. Got underway this weekend with some exciting events. Yesterday, a concert by the East Coast Chamber Orchestra that was very exciting, very dynamic. I was lucky enough to be there for that. And there's no rest for the performers. You have something coming up at noon today.
Right. There's a noontime recital, piano recital. It'll be about 1 hour with a little bit of discussion about the repertoire by pianist Gilles von Sadel. And it's a new little mini-series that we're doing this year of 2 1-hour piano recitals on Monday and Wednesday that we're calling Noon on Stage at Ellie Long.
And he's going to play the Moonlight Sonata of Beethoven and some Liszt.
Moonlight and Liszt, and also a piece by Shevsky. And it's a very colorful program, actually similar to has the variety that the Echo program had yesterday. Someone pointed out yesterday's program with Echo had music that spanned 5 different centuries. Very rare that you'll get a program like that.
Yes, from Gesualdo to Just Composed by David Ludwig.
That's right.
And Jason Vio will be very busy tomorrow at the festival.
Yes.
You're going to give 2 concerts tomorrow?
2 concerts. 12:15, Bach, the Bach on Church segment of the festival. I'm playing a solo recital. And in keeping with the general theme of things, some music by virtuoso guitarists and a Bach suite. And then at 7:30, I'm collaborating with members of Echo on a guitar chamber music concert at 7:30, and that's at
Flynn Space. That's at Flynn Space tomorrow evening, and people can get all the details for these events by going to our website, vpr.net. Just click on VPR Classical and scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a photo of Suvin Kim. You can also click through to a photo of Jason Vio and link to the Lake Champlain Chamber Music website, which is lccmf.org, simple enough in its own right, and get all the details of these events. The Church Street thing tomorrow at 12:15 is where, Suvin?
It's at the Firehouse Gallery at the Burlington City Arts. And it'll be about a 1 hour program as well. You'll hear Jason's wonderful voice walking us through the repertoire.
Now, how many years is this for the Lake Champlain Festival, Suvin?
This is the 5th summer, believe it or not. And so it's a little bit of a landmark summer. We're not making a big deal about some sort of anniversary celebration, but it definitely, I think psychologically, it's a really nice chance to look back and reflect and see how far we've come, as well as looking forward.
Well, you started out pretty ambitiously with all sorts of, with a lot of these events already as part of your festival. What have you changed over the years?
You're right. The general framework of the festival, in terms of the length and the scope of our activities, was basically set from the beginning. But I think we've developed the quality of many of those programs, and then we have mixed it up. As I said, for instance, this year for the first time, we're doing these 2 piano recitals. Next summer, I would love to bring some leader recitals as well, some vocal recitals. And but we've now done a few different commissions. We have 2 commissioned works this week. We now have these distinguished visiting composers, which have been composers like Mark Nykrug and Joan Tower in the past, and this year Stephen Stuckey. We have continued to develop some of our educational activities with our master classes, and then we've brought in some unusual events, such as our violin tasting the other day on Saturday. On our opening weekend, we had Bruno Price of Rare Violins of New York. He brought up 8 different violins, spanning a date range of 1976, a modern instrument, back to an instrument made in the early 1600s, We had a violin by Antonio Stradivari and Joseph Guarneri del Gesù, and the audience got a real taste of the different sounds and also got to hear the violinists explain how each instrument felt different and all of the various subtleties of sound.
Well, you have lots of events that take place during the daytime as well as evening. So if you prefer to do your listening in the daytime, you have lots of things to choose from in the Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival. But let's talk a little bit, Jason, about your concert tomorrow night, which will be with members of ECHO, as you said, the East Coast Chamber Orchestra. Music for guitar with strings here and there.
Here and there, yes. Well, the chamber music selections will be Oblivion, the famous melody of Astor Piazzolla, arranged in kind of a different arrangement, not an arrangement meant to be definitive so much as take it in a different place, more in a jazz, almost like jazz fusion direction. And that arrangement was done actually for the Curtis Institute of Music, one of the schools I teach at, by one of my collaborators, a bandoneon and accordion virtuoso named Julian Lebrow. So he did that arrangement.
And we just took it on the road to South America.
America, Costa Rica, Brazil. Suvin was, and I were in a group with Roberto Diaz and a Curtis student, John Henry Crawford. And we did a really fun 2-week tour of South America. And that arrangement was on the program. So people get to hear that tomorrow night.
And where did you stop in South America?
Actually, our only stop in South America was in São Paulo in Brazil. But we also went to Costa Rica and we went to Mexico. But it was a very, very fun trip. My first trip to South America, actually. Uh-huh. We ate a lot of red meat there.
Yes.
Great red meat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's hear something from your collaboration with Julian Lebrow, mm-hmm. the music of Astor Piazzolla, in which you and Julian also collaborate with the Far Cry Chamber Orchestra on some cuts. We may have a chance to hear one of those as well, but we're going to hear a duo with you and Julian Lebrow. And this is part of the History of the Tango suite. And I believe you're going to
play
this tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be playing with violinist Michi Wianco. It's more often heard, it's originally for guitar and flute. It's original piece for guitar and flute, but it's played often. Suvin and I have played it here in Burlington many times. And so, it's
so you'll be playing it with a violinist tomorrow night, but we're going to hear it with Julian Lebrow playing bandoneon, Astor Piazzolla's instrument. This is Nightclub 1960 by Astor Piazzolla. Nightclub 1960 from the History of the Tango by Astor Piazzolla, played by guitarist Jason Vio and bandoneonist Julian Lebrow from the album Music of Astor Piazzolla, played by my guest, Jason Vio. And he is with me as well as Suvin Kim, Artistic Director of the Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival. And I'm Walter Parker. It's 19 past 11. And that music, The History of the Tango Complete, will be played by Jason Vio with violinist Michi Wianco tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Flynn Space in Burlington as part of the Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival on a program that also has an intriguing trio. One of my favorite works by Paganini, the Terzetto Concertante.
Wonderful piece.
Which is a nice piece for guitar, viola, and cello.
Yes.
Which is sort of an unusual combination that you don't often hear.
I think Paganini was rumored to play all three instruments at once.
Yes.
He was a very proficient guitarist.
Yes, and violist as well.
And violist.
But I don't know about the cello.
I don't know.
And I don't know about all at once. That may be a little too much. But And you can find out more at the website lccmf.org, Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival.org. Now, you two guys have known each other for quite a while, haven't you? How far back do you go?
As with many great, sophisticated musical collaborations begin, Jason and I met, first played together in a very likely place, the balcony of a home during a Christmas party, playing Christmas carols, probably improvising Christmas carols, and nobody was listening. But we had fun.
We had a lot of fun.
We had fun together.
It was, and we also brought Giuliani and Paganini duos to fill it out a little bit, too, since we knew no one was listening.
I only remember the Christmas carols. But this was a little over 20 years ago, actually, when we were both students at the Cleveland Institute of Music. And it was – I mean, I knew Jason was just a beautiful guitarist, but that was the first time we played together, and I think we really hit it off immediately and tried to find as we got older and got out into the music world and had various performance opportunities, we always looked for any chance to collaborate. And so we've done a lot over the years now.
Yeah. And this is – and really, I mean, what Suvin – is doing on this particular festival for the classical guitar is really special. For him to devote an entire program to guitar chamber music is been a big part of my career especially the last 6-7 years, and with Curtis and really getting the students involved in a lot of chamber music to raise that awareness, if you will, for an audience that is more used to listening to non-guitar chamber music, but for them to hear it. And it's, of course, it's just a very small sampler and scratches the surface, but I'm very grateful to Suvin for the opportunity.
And people are often used to hearing the guitar solo or perhaps in a concerto, but not so much in chamber music with other solo instruments. Well, that sort of makes me wonder. You both have recorded for Azika Records.
Yes.
And you've recorded Paganini, Suvin, with Azika. Mm-hmm. There's a good bit of Paganini for violin and guitar.
That's right.
And any plans for that?
No plans yet, but we've certainly discussed it over the years. Yeah. And I'm sure before it's all done, we'll probably have done it. So I just wanted to quickly mention a really nice part of Jason's program tomorrow evening at Flynn Space is Sonatina for Violin and Guitar by Pierre Jalbert, by Vermont composer Pierre Jalbert, who grew up here in the area and played in the Vermont Youth Orchestra as well. We missed each other. Pierre was in the orchestra just before me, but we've always shared that connection. So I've enjoyed over the years getting to know Pierre and playing some of his works. And
that's right. He wrote a piece for you, didn't he?
We premiered a piece a few years ago here on the Lane series called Wild Ambrosia. It was a tribute to Jane Ambrose, the outgoing music director of the Lane series. And actually next in January now for our winter encore concert, this is sort of sneak preview information, but for the festival's winter encore concert, we're going to be playing Pierre's third string quartet. And then later in the week, as part of the Vermont Youth Orchestra's 50th birthday celebration, they will be playing a work by Pierre as well.
That's all in the coming concert season.
Yes, this is next January.
But back to the Summer Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival, which continues through Sunday, I guess it is. There are a lot of events packed into this week. And your theme for this festival is virtuosity. And that's realized in a lot of different ways.
That's right. Virtuosity is often first thought of as a term that applies in classical music to immense instrumental ability, in whatever way, actually. It's a very broad term, but often very fast fingers and sort of a very highly accomplished technical skill. And we're exploring part of that idea with I performed on this past Saturday the Paganini 24 Caprices. We talked about Niccolo Paganini and got into some of his virtuoso writing and talked about his spirit as a performer. Today at 12, pianist Gilles von Sadel is playing some Liszt, and he's going to be discussing Franz Liszt's sort of mystique as a performer and composer. But for also much of the week, composer-in-residence David Ludwig and I are exploring What goes into making a composer a great virtuoso? So there are certainly some composers such as Mozart. That would be one very obvious one whom I think we would all agree is considered a great virtuoso at his craft. And we're taking apart some of those traits that go into making a great composer, such as the ability to create, to write a gorgeous, beautiful melody, which is a great gift somebody like Franz Schubert had in abundance. Somebody like Beethoven, not necessarily. Of course, he wrote great melodies, but not necessarily the greatest in history as Schubert did, as Tchaikovsky may have.
His gifts lay in a somewhat different direction in constructing and
structure, form,
and in great
dynamism,
in great volumes. I mean, he was quite a composer.
Well, you mentioned Mozart and virtuosity. Well, you have on Friday night's program, this Friday at the Ellie Long Music Center at St. Michael's College, Mozart's Great Clarinet Quintet. And that's going to feature clarinetist Ricardo Morales. And why don't you tell us a little about Ricardo and how you procured his services?
Ricardo is currently the principal clarinet of the Philadelphia Orchestra. And I first found out about Ricardo, got to know him through his brother, Jesus Morales, a cellist. And this was actually at the very same time I met Jason. We were all students at the Cleveland Institute together. At that time, Ricardo had just won principal clarinet of the Met Opera Orchestra at the age of 20 or 21. Incredible talent, and now has really grown into a master in the clarinet world. He is there's so many great qualities about Ricardo, about his musicianship, about his just so many various abilities. But perhaps his trademark is just the sheer beauty of sound. It's just an exquisite sound on the clarinet, unlike any you've heard, and it's very, very appropriate for the sheer beauty of the music in Mozart's clarinet quintet. Just one of his most divine works came at the very end of his life, and it really, truly feels like all of Mozart's abilities as a composer and as a musician have come together to glow effortlessly in the clarinet quintet.
Well, we have Ricardo Morales, not in the Mozart, but in the Brahms clarinet trio. Let's hear the third movement of that. Ricardo Morales playing clarinet with cellist Sharon Robinson and pianist Joseph Kalickstein. The third movement of Johannes Brahms' clarinet trio. Ricardo Morales playing clarinet with cellist Sharon Robinson and pianist Joseph Kalickstein. Ricardo Morales will play Mozart's clarinet quintet with members of the Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival Friday night at 7:30 at the Ellie Long Music Center at St. Michael's College in Colchester, a program that also has a piece by composer Stephen Stuckey and music of Haydn and Sasson's arrangement of a piece by Franz Liszt. I'm Walter Parker with Artistic Director Suvin Kim of the Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival and guitarist Jason Vio, who performs tomorrow. I'm curious about that Orpheus, because I know it is one of his symphonic poems, but I have no idea what Sasson's did with it.
Well, Franz Liszt, for me, is one of the most underrated composers of the 19th century, perhaps overshadowed by his own reputation as a virtuoso pianist, but his composition is so inventive harmonically and coloristically for his time, very chromatic and colorful, very visually oriented. I see sort of rainbows of colors in front of me. And he was also one of the most beautiful orchestrators. And Orpheus, the short tone poem for orchestra, is a perfect example of this. I've loved the piece for a while. I was asked a number of years ago, though, to perform this transcription. I wasn't aware of it. Saint-Saëns was a big admirer of Liszt and paid homage to him by orchestrating some of his other pieces as well. And let's say reorchestrating. And he arranged this piece, Orpheus, for piano trio. When I first was told about the arrangement, before I had heard it or seen it, I thought this cannot be possible because of the wide range of colors and the sheer amount of sound in Liszt's original composition. But I should have known that Saint-Saëns, also one of the most talented composers of the 19th century, that he would be able to really do it justice. And when I played it was so enjoyable, such a lush sound. And so I'm very excited to have that as part of this week.
And so you'll be the violinist in that?
No, I will not be playing in that.
Oh.
One of the greatest parts of creating this festival, starting this festival, is that occasionally I get to sit in the hall and enjoy other musicians giving these beautiful performances, as I did yesterday. I was sitting in the hall for the East Coast Chamber Orchestra concert. It was so wonderful to have a day off and just sit back and enjoy.
Well, you have a couple of fine violinists on that program as well, who I'm sure can handle it, including Philip Setzer of the Emerson Quartet.
Yeah, Phil and Phil Setzer has I've been very fortunate to have him as one of my closest colleagues, teaching together at Stony Brook University on Long Island. It's been a very special few months for Phil Setzer and the Emerson Quartet, as their longtime cellist David Finkel has just stepped aside and. So there was, and I was at that final concert, their final concert together in Washington, D.C. back in May. It was an evening that we'll never forget.
And who's the new cellist?
The new cellist
has
close Vermont roots. His name is Paul Watkins, and he is married to Jennifer Laredo, the daughter of Jamie Laredo.
Uh-huh. It's a small musical world. Always amazing. Well, that concert, Friday night at 7:30 at the Ellie Long Music Center at St. Michael's College in Colchester. Ricardo Morales will also be featured on Sunday's finale concert at 3 at the Ellie Long Music Center, playing Bartok's Contrasts. Will you be playing the violin in that?
I will be playing in that, yes.
Okay. And tell us about the world premiere on that program.
Alyssa Weinberg was one of our four young composers in the Young Composers Seminar that we have each summer. And she was one of the young composers in our very first summer. Something we started to do last summer is to commission one of our former young composers as they've grown up into young professionals. And this has been, you asked earlier about a way in which the festival has developed. It's wonderful to have this history already. So Alyssa Weinberg is back with us this week, and she composed this piece for violin, clarinet, and piano.
Same instrumentation as the Bartok Contrasts.
Yes, same instrumentation.
And that also has a quintet by Mendelssohn on it, and some Hindemith for solo viola, his instrument. Once again, get all the details of the Lake Champlain Chamber Music Festival at their website, lccmf.org. which you can link to through our website as well, vpr.net. Click on VPR Classical and scroll down for Suvin's photo, and you'll find the links. And a link to Jason Vio's website as well. Guitarist Jason Vio with us this morning as well. And I'd like to, after I remind people, they can hear Jason tomorrow at 12:15 on Church Street.
On Church Street, that's right, BCA.
Yes, yeah. BCA, the Firehouse Gallery.
And also tomorrow evening at Flynn Space at 7:30 with members of the East Coast Chamber Orchestra, a program that will have music of Astor Piazzolla on it. And so I'd like to hear some more from your album of Astor Piazzolla with bandoneonist Julian Labro. And in this cut, we're going to hear also A Far Cry, the chamber orchestra based in Boston.
Yes.
And was this your first introduction to them, or had you played with them before?
No, this making this CD was my first introduction to A Far Cry. And so it was the producer, Alan Bice, really brought the three of us together. I had already been collaborating with Julian, and we wanted to – one of the ideas for the CD was to play the double concerto, an original concerto for guitar and bandoneon by Piazzolla. So, of course, we needed a chamber orchestra to do that, so Alan Bice was instrumental in taking care of that.
Yes, we've had a far cry on the air here. They have a Vermont connection as well. Yeah. One of their members is a native Vermonter, Jesse Irons. And so we've had them on the air a couple of times. And this is a wonderful concerto called Homage to Liège, Belgium, where there was a guitar festival, I guess, that he wrote this for. Let's hear the tango finale from this double concerto. Playing bandoneon, Julian Labro, playing guitar, my guest, Jason Vio, with A Far Cry. The final tango from Homage to Liège, a concerto for guitar and bandoneon with string orchestra by Astor Piazzolla, played by my guest in this hour, Jason Vio, guitar with Julian Labro, bandoneon, and A Far Cry, chamber orchestra. That's from their album on Azika Records, The Music of Astor Piazzolla. It's about 13 minutes before noon. You're listening to VPR Classical. I'm Walter Parker with Jason Vio. Suvin Kim had to head over to the Ellie Long Music Center at St. Michael's College because he's got a concert to introduce with pianist Gilles von Sattel at noon over there, which will have music of Beethoven and Liszt, I believe, the Moonlight Sonata. So if you're very close to the vicinity, dash right on over if you'd like to hear that. And there'll be another noon recital on Wednesday with pianist Shai Wozner, who will play an all-Schubert program, including the late B-flat sonata. My guest, Jason Vio, will perform tomorrow at 9:15 at the Firehouse Gallery at Burlington City Arts, a program that will include what?
Well, the Giuliani Grand Overture, in keeping with the theme of virtuosity. Giuliani was an Italian 19th century, early 19th century virtuoso, and was actually very popular in Vienna. He had a couple magazines, actually, that detailed his concert activities.
Didn't Beethoven know him and have something nice to say about him?
Yes. And Giuliani was also a cellist in the premiere of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. So he was a very active member of Viennese the music culture there. So I'll start with an overture, a very Rossini-esque overture by Giuliani, then the First Lute Suite by Bach, and then a couple transcriptions of piano pieces by Isaac Albéniz. I'm going to play Asturias, also known as Leyenda, which is actually was in for Albéniz something of an homage to Bach, a Bach toccata type texture, and then Sevilla. And then I'll close with one of my colleagues, the virtuoso Roland Dienz, who teaches at Paris Conservatory, did a wonderful arrangement of the Antonio Carlos Jobim song Felicidade.
And so that will be at 9:15 tomorrow at Burlington City Arts, the Firehouse Gallery in downtown Burlington, Jason Vio. And he performs tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Flynn Space, a program with members of the East Coast Chamber Orchestra with music of Astor Piazzolla, Niccolo Paganini, Pierre Jalbert.
And
what else is on
there? There's two Piazzolla works, The Oblivion, and then, of course, the History of the Tango that I'm playing with violinist Michi Wianco. And then, I'm playing a couple solo pieces on there by Brazilian guitarist Paolo Bellinacci. I'm going to play a piece called Django, which is really a tour de force for guitar.
And something by Jose Luis
Merlin, yes, a friend of mine from Argentina, his Suite del Recuerdo.
Yes, as I recall, you played a little bit of that, I think, when you were our guest on VPR Classical and performed live some years back.
Yes.
Yeah. A few years back. Well, let's hear something from that. When Jason Vio joined us here in this very studio and chatted and performed live for us. This is a piece by Al Banis. Why don't you introduce it?
Well, this one is, I won't be playing this particular one tomorrow afternoon, but I've played this piece probably a couple times in Burlington over the years. This is Torre Bermeja.
Say the name for me, Jason.
Isaac Albeniz.
The name of the piece.
And Torre Bermeja, the Red Tower.
Red Tower. That was guitarist Jason Vio performing that live on VPR Classical a few years ago. Jason Vio has been my guest in this hour, along with earlier Suvin Kim. Jason Vio can be heard tomorrow at 9:15 at Burlington City Arts. Performing about an hour recital,
yeah,
thereabouts.
Something like that. A little bit less. It'll all, and there's no intermission, so the whole thing will be over within the hour.
A lunchtime concert, and then tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Flynn's Base with members of the East Coast Chamber Orchestra. Well, good luck with those concerts.
Thank you.
And your ongoing teaching at the Curtis Institute,
yes,
in Philadelphia, Cleveland Institute.
And online at the Jason Vio Online Classical Guitar School at jasonvioschool.com.
That's where you can get private lessons with you.
That's
online.
Right. That's right.
That's a remarkable thing. And you can find out more about that at your website?
At my website, and also which is jasonvio.com, and also jasonvioschool.com.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Jason, for taking
Thank
time,
you.
And we'll see you tomorrow at the concert.
It's great to be here, Walter. Thanks a lot.